Omagyantamidandasya Ginangina Shilakaya Chakshana Militam Jena Tasmaya Sigurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidanti Shwa Padantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Omam Him Shomom Farom Tathakahati Kikesha Kajalat Padakalocha Nibhadara Kanakras Parsadi Vasimu Hanumastu Bhai. So we were here 10 days ago? And everything's a little different now. Because Trivikram Swami is back. Trivikram Maharaj ki. It's like when Trivikram Maharaj is not here, it's like the universe without the sun. Or like the soul, or the body without the soul. So when Maharaj comes back, everything comes to life. Prabhupada said one time, you can judge the consciousness, the Krishna consciousness of the temple, the barometer, by the kirtan. Actually, he gave two indications as to the level of Krishna consciousness within the temple. One was if the kirtans are very enthusiastic.
And number
two, if Srimati Tulsi Devi is doing very nicely. Do you have Tulsi here? She's healthy? Huh?
Almost.
So this indication that the kirtan is enthusiastic means that everyone is very Krishna conscious. So for us it's like coming back to Vaikuntha. Kunta means anxiety. And Vaikuntha means that place where there's no anxiety. So this is the topmost level of Vaikuntha. And we went to the depths of Kunta. There was once a movie when I was a boy. It was called To Hell and Back. It was a story of a boy who joined the army and went to fight in World War II.
Była to historia chłopca, który poszedł do wojska i udał się walczyć podczas II wojny światowej.
So it was a long movie, lots of fighting, blood, violence, everything.
To był długi film, dużo walk.
And most of his friends were killed, but he came back.
Większość jego przyjaciół została zabita.
So it was a story how he went to war and he came back home.
Ale on wrócił, także ta historia pokazuje, jak on udał się na wojnę i powrócił do domu.
So in the last 10 days we had a similar experience. We went to hell. And now we've come back.
Przez ostatnie 10 dni mieliśmy właśnie takie doświadczenie. Udaliśmy się do piekła, a teraz powróciliśmy.
Of course, the Christian conception of hell is some place which is very deep, deep down in the earth or in the universe, where there's a lake of fire, and due to one's sinful activities, one burns in hell forever.
Koncepcja chrześcijan piekła jest taka, że jest to jakieś miejsce gdzieś głęboko pod ziemią. I tam jest całe jezioro ognia i tam ktoś na wieczność jest potępiony w tym ogniu piekielnym.
But our definition of hell is when one cannot remember Krishna.
Jednakże naszą definicją piekła jest miejsce, gdzie nie pamięta się o Krishna.
So one can be in heaven but still be in hell if one doesn't have the ability or the possibility to remember God.
Także ktoś może być w niebie, ale nadal być w piekle, jeśli nie ma możliwości, by pamiętać o Bogu.
So we went to a place where people were appearing to enjoy themselves. But actually it was all suffering, it wasn't enjoyment. It was called the Euro Woodstock Rock Concert.
To był koncert rockowy europejskiego Woodstock.
You know the original Woodstock in America?
Значит, это оригинальный Woodstock в Америке.
All the big bands of that time, the big groups they were playing at that.
Там главные великие группы.
So the Budapest, in Budapest they build it, the Euro Woodstock, European Woodstock. And some of the big bands that were there in Woodstock 1969, they were also there. And there was so much noise. I wouldn't necessarily call it music. And there was lots of intoxication. Whatever you wanted, you could drink it or smoke it. And like the Woodstock of 1969, no one took a bath or anything. So it was a sort of festival, but it was more like a festival in the mode of ignorance. So we also took our Hare Krishna festival there. And in the beginning, the festival organizers, they liked the fact that we were coming, and they agreed that we could distribute prasadam.
Na początku organizatorom festiwalu podobało się, że będziemy uczestniczyć, zgodzili się na dystrybucję prasadam.
And they thought they were doing us a favor by giving us a place right near the main stage. But we went there a few days before the festival just to check out the facilities, and we saw that we were right next to the main stage, and as a result, we wouldn't even be able to hear each other speak. What to speak of giving a talk to the people who came to our program.
I gdy kilka dni wcześniej poszliśmy sprawdzić to nasze miejsce, zobaczyliśmy, że jesteśmy tuż koło głównej sceny, także tam nie tylko nie było możliwe, żeby nawzajem siebie słyszeć, ale nie było też mowy, żeby mówić cokolwiek do ludzi.
And they allocated this a little place about as twice as big as this temple room.
Przyznali nam miejsce mniej więcej dwa razy większe od tej świątyni.
So we weren't satisfied with that. So the night before the whole 7-day event began, we went to where there was going to be a big city of tents.
Także wieczór przed rozpoczęciem 7-dniowego festiwalu udaliśmy się w to miejsce, gdzie miało być wielkie miasto namiotów.
All the young people were coming with their tents for camping in this huge field. There was, they said over 300,000 people came to the festival.
Tam było jakieś wielkie pole, na którym wszyscy ci młodzi ludzie mieli rozbić swoje namioty. Tam oszacowano, że ma przybyć około 300 tysięcy ludzi na tym festiwalu.
So right where that sea of tents was going to be, we put our Hare Krishna tent. We had this big, huge blue tent like this going over. So we put that in a corner of the field, very prominent corner of the field.
Także tam w środku tego miejsca, gdzie miały być rozbite te namioty, rozbiliśmy nasz olbrzymi niebieski namiot Hare Krishna w samym takim istotnym
walku. Then we built a big stage.
Tam zbudowaliśmy wielki.
Put up a big sound system.
I wielki system nagłaszający.
And put a little place where we could distribute prasadam. We had about maybe like a soccer field, a little less than a soccer field size.
Także mieliśmy też tam takie małe miejsce, z którego mogliśmy rozprowadzać prasadam.
So everybody came and set their tents up that night in the dark, and when they woke up in the morning, they woke up to a song that they weren't expecting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then we gave them a nice breakfast. We distributed on the first day 3,000 plates of prasadam.
I potem daliśmy im wspaniałe śniadanie. Pierwszego dnia sprowadziliśmy około 3,000 tacek prasadam.
So the organizers couldn't really remove us because we were already there and the people were coming to our program and we were giving so much food.
Także ci organizatorzy nie mogli nas stamtąd usunąć, gdyż już tam byliśmy, już ludzie z nami przyzwyczaili się do nas, myśmy rozdawali tam tak wiele prasadam.
So practically speaking, for 7 days from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night, we were there with our loud kirtan over the amplifier, speaking and giving lecture, kirtan, and distributing 3,000 to 5,000 plates of prasadam every day to all the people.
Faktycznie przez kolejnych 7 dni myśmy tam codziennie byli od 9 rano do 11 wieczór i tam graliśmy głośne kirtany przez ten system nagłaszający i rozdawaliśmy od 3 do 5 tysięcy tacek prasadam wszystkim tym ludziom.
We had very ecstatic kirtans, especially in the evening. People would become a little bit intoxicated. And then they would dance like crazy, and we'd have 2, 3, 4 hour kirtans, just wild dancing there. And many, many people never even went to see one of the bands that came to play at the Euro Woodstock, but just they found themselves at our festival and they never left for 7 days. You know, so many young people just stayed with us and just chanted, danced, heard philosophy, took prasadam. Chanted, danced, heard philosophy, took prasadam.
Mieliśmy tam ekstatyczne zwłaszcza ekstatyczne zaczynały się robić pod wieczór, kiedy ludzie już byli trochę zatoksykowani, także zaczęli tańczyć jak szaleni. Także te zupełnie szalone kirtany trwały nawet 4 godziny. I niektóre z osób, które przyjechały na ten festiwal, one nigdy nie poszły zobaczyć i posłuchać żadnej z tych grup, które uczestniczyły w tym festiwalu. Oni po prostu znaleźli się w środku tego festiwalu Hare Krishna i byli zupełnie w ekstazie, jedynie tańcząc, śpiewając, słuchając filozofii, jedząc pasana. Tańcząc, śpiewając, jedząc filozofii, słuchając pasana.
So the other day I asked one girl, you know, if this our presence had any effect on her or her friends.
I zapytałem jedną dziewczynę, czy ten festiwal wywarł na nią jakiś wpływ, jak na jej przyjaciółki.
She said, all I think now is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram.
I ona powiedziała, wszystko o czym teraz mogę myśleć, to jest Hare Krishna.
She said, in the morning when I wake up, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, I hear the kid all day long, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When I go to sleep at night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then I wake up, Hare Krishna. 7 days, she said, I've been thinking of Krishna 7 days. Even when we left the other night, you know, many of the people started to cry that we were leaving. And I told them, I said, we were the most, even though we were just, you know, there was 300,000 people there, we were just in a little corner. But actually, we had the most popular song.
I chociaż spośród tych 300,000 ludzi myśmy zajmowali jedynie mały rożek, jednak my mieliśmy najbardziej popularną pieśń.
Because the other big bands, they would come and they would go, they would play 2 or 3 songs, they would go. But our song, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. It was going on like, you know, 15, 16 hours a day.
Gdy już te wszystkie wielkie grupy, one wchodziły na scenę, grały 2 czy 3 utwory, potem odchodziły. Podczas gdy nasza pieśń była śpiewana 14 godzin dziennie przez 7 dni.
And everyone had to agree that it was special.
I każdy musiał się z tym zgodzić, że było to czymś szczególnym.
That people, we could hear, we could chant and they could hear so many hours a day and no one ever got tired.
Że my mogliśmy intonować, a oni mogli słuchać przez tyle godzin dziennie, a jednak nikt nie był zmęczony.
I pointed out to all the young people that were present there that, you know, this sound vibration is special because you can chant it over and over and over and over again and you never tire.
I powiedziałem to tym wszystkim młodym ludziom, którzy tam byli, że ta pieśń jest szczególna, gdyż można ją intonować ciągle i ciągle i nigdy nie będziecie zmęczeni.
So you take any of these bands, and there's some good bands. There were some good bands there. I mean, from the relative point of view.
Przyjąć jakąkolwiek grupę, która tam grała. I tam ze względnego punktu widzenia były tam całkiem dobre grupy.
And they played some famous songs.
I one grały jakieś słynne
pieśni. But any of those songs, no matter how popular they were and how much anyone liked them, if you played them for 2 hours, if that band played the same song for 2 hours or 2 days, whatever, then people would immediately, okay, enough, 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 you know, something, let's get some variety, a little bit different.
Ale żadna z tych grup nie byłaby w stanie grać przez 2 godziny czy przez 2 dni tego samego utworu, żeby ci ludzie nie byli zmęczeni, nie powiedzieli, dobrze, już dosyć tego, chcemy jakiejś różnorodności.
Like anything in the material world, any type of sense gratification, there's a point where you become saturated.
Tak jak we wszystkim w tym materialnym świecie, jakiekolwiek zadowolenie zmysłów rozważymy, jest pewien punkt, w którym jesteśmy już nasyceni.
Any activity, one can think of an activity which people enjoy in the material world. They look forward to it very much. Oh, boy, I can't wait till Friday night. I can't wait till Saturday. Or I can't wait till the summer. I'm going to really enjoy.
Jakiekolwiek czynność, którą się cieszą w materialnym świecie, że już nie mogą wytrzymać do piątku wieczór, czy do soboty, czy do lata.
But after a few moments, after a few hours, after a few days, then there's a saturation point and one begins looking for some other pleasure. Everyone has to admit this. Material pleasure has a beginning and an end. Krishna puts it very nicely in Bhagavad Gita. He said materialistic pleasure is like nectar in the beginning, but poison in the end. Whereas spiritual life may be a little austere in the beginning because you have to practice certain discipline and austerities, but always it's like nectar in the end. So no one could tolerate any other song but this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Over and over and over and over again for 7 days. Why? Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. That there's no difference between the holy name of God and God Himself. Parashara Muni's definition of God is Bhagyavan. It means he who owns all opulence. God has all beauty. He has all strength. He has all knowledge. He has all fame, all renunciation. So wherever there's Krishna, there's all those opulences. So when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, you're associating with the most beautiful person, the most knowledgeable person, the wealthiest person, the strongest person, the most famous person. So therefore everyone was not feeling, rather than feeling satiated, they were feeling more enlivened at every moment, rather than getting gradually saturated, just like a sponge gradually fills up with water, then there's a limitation. Rather, people were becoming more and more enlivened, more eager to hear Hare Krishna. They want to know more about the movement. So although we were in a very hellish environment, we created like a spiritual planet. Does anyone know of a situation in the material world where there is a spiritual planet? Dhruvaloka. Dhruvaloka, you look in the sky, it's the pole star, just like the navigators on the ocean, they used to always base everything on that center, that pole star. So that northern star, the pole star, is actually a spiritual planet within this material sky, a material world. So even today, even now, Dhruva Maharaj is ruling over that planet. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can create that same spiritual environment anywhere we go through the simple process of Krishna consciousness. We simply have to speak about Krishna, distribute Krishna prasadam, and very loudly chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So many people were affected by that, our little festival. Actually, we had books there, but it was a very unusual book table. Because we knew that so many of these young people, they didn't have money. Practically speaking, we were giving the food for free. But we knew that what would our 10-minute lecture do? If only they could take books home, then they could continue to understand Krishna consciousness. So one devotee had a brilliant idea. There was a number of books, quite a number of books that were damaged last year in storage. It rained in the storeroom and there were different things. The books were damaged by the water and there were some books there that were printed backwards. The cover was on the back way. Sometimes you see like that. There were so many books. Devotees didn't know what to do with them. So this very intelligent Prabhu, he brought them to the festival and he sold them for donation. Whatever you can give, just give a little something. So the students were fascinated by the lectures that were being given. They were just amazed that this knowledge was so different. And that they wanted to buy books, so they went over and they gave just some little change, we call it pocket change, just some change, jingle, jingle. And they were getting Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Science of Self-Realization, Perfection of Yoga, all these books, and they were very happy.
Już w zeszłym roku magazyn zalało, także było tam dużo książek takich namoczonych, czy też jakieś inne uszkodzone książki, że na przykład one były odwrotnie zszyte w tej oprawie, czy tym stosowałem się takich książki. Także jeden bardzo inteligentny prawu wziął wszystkie te książki i były one tam sprzedawane za jakiekolwiek drobniaki. Tam ci studenci byli zafascynowani tymi wykładami, chcieli kupić jakieś książki, ale ponieważ nie mieli dużo pieniędzy, to za te drobne kieszonkowe, oni byli w stanie dostać Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, naukę o samorealizacji, inne książki.
I remember one boy in particular, we were giving a darshan to all the young people behind the stage, 15 or 20 of them.
Pamiętam kiedyś takiej grupie 15-20 chłopców odbyliśmy darshan za sceną.
So we're speaking that the standard of our knowledge is this revealed scripture, Bhagavad Gita. It's not something that we've, this knowledge is not something that we've concocted. Rather, it's being passed down through thousands of years, and we have it present now in the form of Bhagavad Gita. As soon as I said it, he jumped up and he ran over the table. Andrew, this is when he bought his Gita, and he bought the Bhagavad Gita, and he came back and he sat down. He was treating it just like it was a priceless jewel. He was holding it. Whenever it started to rain, he put it under his coat like this. And he carried that Bhagavad Gita. He was dancing in the kirtans. He had his Bhagavad Gita.
I mówiliśmy o tym, że nasza wiedza nie jest czymś, co myśmy stworzyli, nie jest czymś, co jest wymyślonym. Jest to starożytna wiedza przekazywana już od tysięcy lat i ona jest dostępna nawet do dzisiaj w formie tej Bhagavad Gity. Ten chłopiec, gdy to usłyszał, ten Andrzej, to on wówczas w środku tej mowy wyskoczył, pobiegł do tego stolika, kupił tą Bhagavad Gitę i tam trzymał ją cały czas przy sobie, traktując ją jako coś bardzo cennego. Gdy tylko zaczynał padać deszcz, to zakrywał ją swoją kurtką i cały czas nie dostawał się z tą Gitą, razem z nią tańczył w kirtanie.
So then last night was the last night of the festival. It started to rain, so we packed everything up and we went back to the temple. And we took rest. And when we got up in the morning, we got up a little late, as usual. We went to bed about 1 o'clock every night. So when we looked, we got up and we went downstairs and we looked into the temple room and there was Bhakta Andrew. He'd come back that night with the devotees. He was walking around Tulsi Devi with the Bhagavad Gita and his new japa beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nam.
Także obudziliśmy się, zeszliśmy do świątyni i tam już był ten Bhakta Andrzej, który ze swoją Bhagavad Gita i z nowymi królami japa chodził wokół Tulsi Devi i mówiąc Hare
Krishna. So this is success. By the mercy of the holy name, we can make progress very quickly in Kali Yuga. We have to, because we have only 100 years, if that, to live. So there has to be a process which is very quick. So what was achieved in Satya Yuga through 100,000 years of meditation, what was achieved in Treta Yuga by 10,000 years of fire sacrifices,
to, co było osiągane w Tetayudze przez 10 tysięcy lat ofiar ofiarowych.
What was achieved in Dwapara Yuga in 1,000 years through deity worship can be achieved in a few short years in Kali Yuga just by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Może być osiągnięte w przeciągu zaledwie paru lat tej Kali Yuga poprzez intonowanie Hare Krishna.
And for the devotees, the greatest satisfaction is to see this miracle happen just before their eyes.
I dla baktów najbardziej fascynującą rzeczą jest widzenie, jak ten cud ma miejsce tuż przed ich oczyma.
That you can go to hell and come back and bring so many conditioned souls with you.
Wy możecie udać się do piekła i wrócić i ze sobą wziąć tyle uwolnionych już.
So that was our recent experience. Now we're on our way to Moscow, to Russia. All the way to Vladivostok. And then back to Poland for our October tour. And then to South Africa for Durban Rath Yatra.
I potem do południowej Afryki, do Najlepszej Afryki w Dubanie.
So this is our program, therefore we never take rest before 1 o'clock in the morning.
Także taki jest nasz program, dlatego nigdy nie udaje mi się na spoczynek przed pierwszą rano.
Anyway, that's our schedule and festival programs. So maybe tonight you'll all be merciful. And we can take rest a little early. At least once a year we should get a good night's rest. What do you think, Prahlad? If all the Prabhus will be very kind and just, would you have to wake us up, otherwise we're like Kumbhakarna. We can sleep for 6 months. This body is not made for pure devotional service. This body is made for sense gratification. So, but sometimes we have to give a little rest. So thank you very much, and we'll see you in the morning. Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Shri Gauranga ki, Raghunath Subhadra Baladeva ki, Visayanas Trivikram Swami ki, Prakar Temple ki, Gopal Premanandi.
Isi Bangres Indrajana Maharaj ki, Jai!